Nathan Ellis,
the dragon.
It's not often we have a mind like yours spring up off the radar.
He's mine.
Been Nathan's teacher for 7 years.
Why don't you walk properly?
I've got multiple sclerosis. Why are you weird?
I've got special powers.
Nathan is on the spectrum. Traits of autism. He's a unique young man.
You have successfully earned a place on the United Kingdom Math Squad.
Oh my goodness!
I'm gonna go and study.
I'd really like to carry on teaching Nathan.
Really?
If that's all right with you.
Bit of a weird one.
Hi everybody, it's Bina 007 back for another 10 minutes spoiler-free movie review, and today I want to talk to you about a film called X Plus Y, which I really enjoyed. It made me laugh out loud, it made me cry in sympathy with the main characters, it gave me profound insights about what it must be like to be a kid who is just different from everybody else. But also just left me with a real love of its characters and a real desire to know what happens to them next, which is so rare in films these days. It's also a movie that's really unique. It's covering a subject that I truly believe no one else has. What's even more impressive is that X Plus Y is directed by a first-time feature film director called Morgan Matthews, and written by apparently a very young writer called James Graham. And it's based on a documentary that Morgan Matthews made about, and this is going to sound so geeky, teenage kids entering a real-life international maths Olympiad, which apparently is something that exists. And despite this apparently quite niche topic, what we are presented with is a movie that's so relatable and so authentic about what it must be like to tackle grief, illness, and just the everyday stuff that afflicts us, but no one really talks about in film authentically. So as the movie opens, we meet a young kid called Nathan, who is a maths prodigy, but also autistic. And we see him very young, being raised by his single mother, who we find out has been widowed, called Julie, and she's played by the wonderful Sally Hawkins, who just always manages to convey decency and loyalty and earnest good intentions. And she's having a really rough time raising Nathan because she can't seem to connect to him. That's the nature of his illness, obviously, but it's also frustrating to him that he seems to have related far better to his dead father, but also to a maths teacher. So the guy's obviously a prodigy, so his mother manages to get him extra lessons from a chap called Mr. Humphreys, who's a school teacher played by Rafe Spall, who is suffering from multiple sclerosis and self-medicates with alcohol in a very sort of brutal sense of humour. And it's really the relationship between Mr. Matthews and Nathan that takes us through the first act of this film. And it's just so funny. His self-deprecating humour is absolutely hilarious. Just laugh out loud hilarious. His ability to call Nathan weird and just get this sort of like hilarious response. But it also sees the two of them kind of get each other, I guess, motivated in life. And, you know, they are the people with whom they connect and nobody else. At the end of that first act, we see Nathan going to Taiwan to go to a kind of math camp with his other English teammates and therefore hopefully get into the finals of the Maths Olympiad. And this is just a huge big deal because, I mean, just for any kid of that age, let alone someone with autism, it's so pushing you outside of the comfort zone. And of course, in that second act, we don't have the Mr. Humphreys character, so it already loses some of its humour, but it gets very dark indeed because you're seeing these very prickly, extreme characters of these kids who are maths prodigies come together. Not all of them on the spectrum, of course, but still, it's a very high-pressure, specific area. And you're getting, in a way, an acute version of what happens in any high school, which is you have the cool kids, the popular kids, you have the kids that are a bit kind of on the outside and geeky and getting bullied. And I think in particular, there's a kid called Luke, played by Jake Shelton. And at first, he is this sort of OCD, kind of very funny Sheldon Cooper kind of character that we can laugh at. But very quickly and almost delicately, without you knowing it, the writer takes us to a place of utter darkness where you see what it must be like on the inside to be facing that as Luke and how it makes you feel about yourself and what it makes you do to yourself. And I love the willingness of this film, even though it's very funny and really it is heartwarming at the end despite all this. But it's not afraid to give you the dark backing of the mirror. It's not afraid to show you what it must be like, and also to successfully do that, to put you inside someone who was very unusual. I think that is really the trick it pulls off. The other wonderful thing about the second act, to balance that darkness, is that Nathan kind of has a little romance going on with a young Chinese girl called Zhang Mei, who's played by a really wonderfully charismatic actress called Zhou Yang, who again seems to kind of bring him out of himself a little bit. And that's a wonderful relationship to watch bloom. But even there, there's the dark backing, because you see that she's very under pressure from her family to perform well at this maths contest. And there are accusations of nepotism because her uncle runs the Chinese team. So as we go into the third and final act of this film, the English team return home because the maths Olympiad final is going to take place in Cambridge. And there you see something, in a way, maybe the fruits of all this growing. But not just on the part of Nathan, on the part of his mother, Mr. Matthews, even on the part of Zhang Mei. You know, what are they going to do now back in England? How is Nathan's relationship with his mum going to improve, if at all? And what is her life going to be? Is it just going to be all about Nathan, or is she going to allow herself the possibility of something else? And Mr. Matthews, who's been hiding behind his caustic humour, is he going to let himself connect with other people on a fundamental basis? So it's a really wonderful film because it's not just about Nathan's journey, although clearly you could put it in that sort of coming of age camp. It's really about a whole bunch of characters, whether Luke, Zhang Mei, Mr. Matthews, the mother, Nathan, really understanding what it is that they want out of life, coming to terms maybe with who they are and their needs. And if all that sounds mawkish, it really truly isn't. There are genuine emotional breakthroughs in that final act, and I defy anyone not to end up in tears at it. But also, like I said, laughs, liberal laughs spread throughout. So overall, as you can tell, I think X plus Y is absolutely fantastic. It's got lots of energy, lots of authenticity and vulnerability, and it's superbly acted. I think Asa Butterfield, who you probably know if at all as the kid from Ender's Game, is just turning into a very, very interesting and capable actor. This role needs a lot of nuance because of the autism. He's got to sometimes come across as quite cold and uncaring towards his mother, but you have to understand also that this isn't deliberate, and it comes of frustration and fear and just the way in which he looks at the world. And I think that Asa Butterfield really carries that off well. That said, I think the star of the show is Rafe Spall. I think he's absolutely the character that we all fall in love with as Mr. Matthews. The other thing I want to say is that we've had a few films recently, Oscar bait movies, that are about dealing with severe illness, and in the case of The Theory of Everything, obviously, you know, a very similar situation to Mr. Matthews in this film. I think my criticism of that film, no matter how good the central performance is, that it doesn't really truly situate me inside the experience of that man. Like, I never truly got the impression that I was being let into the frustration, the anger, the vulnerability, the defeatism, whatever it is. Maybe Stephen Hawking didn't feel all that, and that's fine. But I think that in some ways, X plus Y is the movie that The Theory of Everything should have been, because it does feel like it's looking at these issues with something like real understanding, as opposed to a glossy, glossy, pretty, pretty sort of Hollywood veneer. So for all of those reasons, I really hope you check out X plus Y. It's a tremendous film. And if you've watched it and agree or disagree with my take, please feel free to leave a comment on the blog at bina007.com. Thank you for listening.
I'm around, but my brain works differently.
When somebody loves you, it means that they see something in you that they think is worth something. Adds value to you.
I'll try and slip you somebody else, it's alright.
It's cheating.
You know, I was joking.
X plus Y has a running time of 111 minutes. The movie played Toronto in the London Film Festival 2014. It will be released in the UK on March 13th, so about 4 weeks away. In Australia and Thailand on March 19th, and in Sweden on April 10th.